This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Arlington is. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve Miggs.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
You know it.
What does the M in MLB stand for?
Major.
Correct. What kind of animal is the mascot for the cereal Trix?
A tiger.
No.
A rabbit.
Yes. Brandon Tanev was traded from the Kraken to what NHL team?
Hurricane.
No.
Blue Devils.
No.
Pass.
The Godfather movie came out, the first Godfather movie came out in what early 70s year?
70, 71, 72.
Yes, 72. Dover is the capital of what U.S. state?
Delaware.
Correct. How many inches are in 12 feet?
144.
Correct. Which sitcom features a coffee shop called Central Perk?
Friends.
Yes. Pickleball was invented on which Washington island?
Vashon Island.
No.
Mercer Island.
No.
Woodby Island.
No. Comets are made out of 3 things. Dust, rocks, and what?
Metal.
No.
Pass.
What famous country singer was Carl Dean married to?
Dolly Parton?
Correct.
Wow.
Was the music still playing, Danny?
It was.
Okay. Jeff, you got 7 correct.
Good job, Jeff.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was
Sweet.
Very impressive.
I feel like it's very easy to impress you today, Taryn.
It is. It doesn't take much, Steve. Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I'm sure, bitch.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. That's a little aggressive for a Monday.
What does the M in MLB stand for?
Major.
Yes. What kind of animal is the mascot for the Trix cereal?
Silly rabbit. Rabbit.
Correct.
Trix are
Brandon
for kids.
Tanev was traded from the Kraken to what other NHL team?
He's now on the Winnipeg Jets.
Correct. The first Godfather movie came out in what early 70s year?
71?
No.
70?
No.
72.
Yes. Dover is the capital of what U.S. state?
Ben.
No.
Sorry. Delaware.
Yes.
Ah,
how many inches are in 12 feet?
Oh, crap. 72?
No.
Wait, 12 feet. 122.
No.
Pass.
Which sitcom featured a coffee shop called Central Perk?
Friends.
Pickleball was invented. Yes. Pickleball was invented on which Washington island?
Bainbridge Island.
Correct. Comets are made out of 3 things. Dust, rocks, and what?
Particles?
No.
Wind?
No.
Gold?
No. What famous country singer was Carl Dean married to?
Who? What?
What famous country singer was Carl Dean married to?
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Yes.
It's probably too late.
Too late.
172nd Street Northeast.
Whoa.
Then turn right on 172nd Street Northeast.
Where are we heading, Jeff?
Don't listen to her.
Steve Miggs, you got 7 correct, which is a tie. 7-7.
Next right.
Good game, Miggs.
You too. Good luck finding wherever you're trying to find.
That was so great. One that you did not know that Jeff did know. How many inches are in 12 feet? 144.
Okay. I was about to say 148. I just didn't think about it. Okay, yeah.
And one that you both did not get right. Comets are made out of dust, rocks, and ice.
Ice,
baby.
Okay. Doom, 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 doom. Too cold.
Congratulations on tying, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
You can do it too. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, Steve Miggs.
Before we get to the woman who left a voice message about her kid wrecking her car, and she's not upset with her kid, but upset with somebody else.
Mm.
Let's start with this voice message that's about a topic that we just recently had.
Are
you ready, Taryn Daly?
Let's go.
All right, let's slide into the VMs.
Hey, good morning, Daily Miggs Show. Yeah, I've seen two shows that got cut short. One was way back in the 80s. I'm an old dude, so one, Eric Clapton, of course, back in the kind of the end of his alcoholic run and all that stuff, yeah.
I've always wanted to see Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
But only during his alcoholic run, so this is very awesome, though. That's crazy you got to see Clapton live.
Old slow hand.
Wow.
He played like 30 minutes and walked off stage. And literally, that was there. That was it. I was with my buddy, another friend, and his mom, actually, who was like an old school rocker. So she took us, because we were just kids. Yeah,
that is awesome. First of all.
Yeah.
When you first went to a concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Yes. My parents took my sister and I. We were like 10 and 8, and they took us to see Boys to Men. It was awesome.
Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, when you went to your first concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Well, okay, are we talking actual first concert? Are we talking like first concert I wanted to go to?
First concert you wanted to go to?
No, my mom dropped me off at the convention center in Albuquerque to go see The Offspring, Reverend Horton Heat, and Left Unsaid.
That is amazing.
And I was probably 12 years old, and she like was like, all right, go. And I was like, yes. I'm surprised she didn't sit in the lobby, to be honest with you.
Dude, I think back on it at different times. I don't know if parents would be this willing to just like let their kids go off and have fun at a concert, but when I was a teenager in high school, my buddy Tom and I went to go see Motley Crue, first ever concert, at the Meadowlands, or they call it the Meadowlands,
yeah,
in New Jersey. And it was Motley Crue, and I think it was Skid Row. I'm pretty sure it was a great show during their Dr. Feelgood or Girls, show. It doesn't matter. Parents took us, dropped us off outside of the Meadowlands, and left.
Wild.
And they said, we'll be back around whatever time they figured that the concert would be over. And if we're not there yet, just wait for us. We'll pick you back up.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't know many people would just be like, yeah, go ahead. Have fun.
No chance. Not with my kid.
All right. This guy's got more messages.
And then I actually went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I know.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you suck. You went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I wish I could have seen Sinead O'Connor live.
She was pretty punk rock, man. I mean, I would have loved to see her, too.
It was at the old Parker's. I had seen Joe Satriani the night before, and then Sinead O'Connor, and she, again, maybe 30 minutes and walked off stage, but she was furious. They had a hip-hop band open and all kinds of things, and she did not like that. So
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Like, Baby Got Back, and Sinead O'Connor's like, what is happening right now? This is not my opening act.
Not my crowd.
That's my story. Hey, man, you guys have a fantastic day.
I love that.
Yeah, that's some good, two very eclectic artists.
I like his taste.
Eric Clapton and Sinead O'Connor. All right, here's the voice message about the car wreck.
So my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance. And then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
That is awful. I'd be furious.
Have you ever had a situation where you got into a car accident and then insurance came back? It's like, yeah, that's a total loss.
I mean, I've had a couple totals in my day.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But
did you ever wreck one of your parents' cars?
No.
Or get into an accident with one of your parents' cars?
I mean, yeah, like, not a bad one. I got in a couple little ding-dong fender benders, you know, in my parents' cars. But all, like, the worst accidents were my own car.
Now, I kind of want to talk to your mom and dad in here.
Oh, my God.
If they also feel like it was just a ding-dong fender bender.
Yeah, you know, like a little, like, a busted-up door. Nothing too crazy.
Okay.
But yeah. What about you? Did you wreck a parent's car?
No, never wrecked a parent's car because my parents wouldn't let me go anywhere near their car. My dad was
smart.
Traumatized when he tried to teach me how to drive and freaked out on me and yelled at me and wouldn't let me ever be in a car with him again, at least not in the front seat. So, but I remember totaling my minivan, and that was the worst. I didn't think it was all that
bad.
You had
a minivan?
It was awesome. We called it the fun bus. To ride in the carpool lane. Nobody even thought that it was just me in there. Because why would there just be a guy in his 20s driving a minivan?
Just hotboxing.
By himself. Oh, no. It was great for concerts. We'd pack all of us in there, go to the Gorge. It was like our band van as well. It was Chrysler Town and Country represent.
Oh, I love that for you.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Thousands of dogs were there competing to find out who's the best behaved,
How did you even find out that this was a thing?
I don't know. All I know is I came home, my wife's like, Tatum wants to go to the dog show. I'm like, all right, like, how much is this going to cost me? She's like, well, it's free at the Washington State Fairgrounds. I'm like, free $99 is perfect. I'll cancel all my plans on Saturday. I'm ready to do this. Plus, parking was free as well. I'm like,
what? This
is the greatest thing ever. Like, I mean, this is too easy. I get there. I didn't realize it wasn't one of those, like, dog performance, like, you know, where they like go through a hoop or they run up a thing and then chase around. Like, no, this was like one of those like hardcore dog shows where, like, you know, the dogs are all prim and proper and they have to like walk a certain way and then they got to like be checked to make sure that their posture is right. And oh my gosh, I felt like I was in like the weirdest world. I mean, it was just a unique experience. It was a blast. Tatum was having a great time. First of all, I don't know what's going on with their costumes. Like the people who walk the dogs around, I don't know if it's like a prerequisite. They have to dress like you're from like 1982.
Oh.
But like everybody, and I thought, okay, well, maybe it's just like, just this is the type of people that, but like I saw some of the people, like you could tell like they're not typically dressing like they're in the 80s. Like they have tattoos all over their legs that are covered like stockings. And but I think you have to wear a certain type of like dress that sits at a certain spot on your knees, and you can't wear any kind of high heels, so like these weird like loafer type shoes. It just was like a weird thing. Like you just felt like you were in like a time warp.
Oh, I love
but
that.
It was surprisingly a lot of fun because Tatum was so excited to just meet, quote unquote, all of these dogs. So while we were watching one of the performances, and also I don't think they were expecting like a crowd because there's like two or three chairs that are just set up like at each station. So it's not like, this isn't like a you go to watch. Like this is you go to compete, and maybe like your friends and family might show up to support you.
Yeah.
But it's not like randos are just showing up. I think we might have been the only randos. Which was pretty at one point we went up to like somebody and they're asking like, so are you showing a dog? We're like, no. They're like, well, what are you doing here? We're like, well, our daughter just wanted to look at some dogs. And like, oh, all right. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Just observers.
So here I am talking to Tatum about it while we're at the Washington State Fairgrounds.
We know dogs. How about we know dogs?
Oh, yeah. She was very obsessed with the wiener dogs.
Yes!
Very obsessed. Spoiler alert. Now I think we have to get one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. She wants a boy wiener dog. And originally she wanted to name it Weenie, and I was all in for that. But now she wants to name it Hot Dog.
Oh, I like that too.
It's all right. It's not as cool as Weenie.
Tatum, are we at the dog show?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Seeing the wiener dogs and petting the Dalmatians.
How many dogs have you pet?
She was so excited to meet the Dalmatians because it's Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Of course.
And there are a bunch of them.
You know, Steve, last week, let's revisit, when you said that you didn't want to get a new dog right after you lost Lulu. Probably taking to your daughter to a dog show
is not
the best way.
Window shopping.
Danny, easily the worst idea. It's just been nonstop ever since we went.
Yeah. How many dogs have you pet so far?
A lot.
I do have to give her credit. Like, she went up to all these random people. Like, she had just, like, there was no, like, social anxiety. She's like, can I pet your dog? And everyone was, like, just so, like, yeah. Except for one guy. I was just like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know if you want to.
Oh.
I think the dog was a little, like,
vicious.
Cranky.
Yeah.
And then there was another person who had a poodle, and he wouldn't let her pet the poodle's hair.
Probably because it was perfectly coiffed.
Bro, the poodle section was like, it was like 1987 hair metal locker room.
Oh,
like, it just
God.
Reeked of hairspray. And, like, he let her pet the dog on the nose, but he's like, just don't touch the hair. Dog's about to be shown.
Which one's your favorite?
The Dalmatian and the Weimar dogs.
Yeah.
I do like the, is that a chihuahua then?
Oh, the little hairy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the big Australian sheepdog one with all the hair? Can you believe that you have to comb their hair for 3 hours?
No.
That we learned. And it wasn't a sheepdog. It was something else. What the hell was it called? It was an Australian shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen those giant poofy ones with, like, the big hair?
Yeah.
We were talking to a guy. And we're like, well, how long does it take to brush this dog's hair? He goes, if you go fast, 2 hours, but really, if you want to take your time, make sure it's no matting or anything like that, it's about a 3-hour process and you do it twice a week.
That sounds exhausting.
I couldn't imagine.
No way.
It. No.
It was the same as Sarah and Taryn with their hair.
Yeah.
It's a guy who has no hair. That seems like a terrible idea. And I was trying to explain that to, like, Tatum's like, she doesn't understand the concept of time. I'm like, that's like watching The Grinch twice.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Could you comb a dog's hair for 3 hours?
No.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
Yeah.
All the dogs are pretty, pretty. How much pups are here?
A lot of pups.
I have baby Basenji puppies right now.
Oh.
They had baby Basenji puppies right now?
This lady just was listening to us have a conversation, just turns over and shows us a picture of all of our puppies. I'm like, is she looking, does she see this as an opportunity to sell some dogs to us?
Oh, probably. My gosh.
She didn't offer them, but she just was like, basically just like, here, check these out. And of course, we're all idiots. Like, puppies.
Who won the dog show?
No idea.
You didn't stay till the bitter end?
No, but we were there for like 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
The poodles were probably my favorite because I don't understand why the poodles get done up the way.
The Daily Migs Show.
What event did you think you would never attend, but you ended up going to? And did you love it or did you hate it? 206-803-ROCK. Tim from Puyallup, you went to a sporting event. What was it?
I went to my oldest stepson's wrestling match. I grew up playing basketball, and you know, basketball versus wrestling, you never got that love. But going to a wrestling match for the first time, not knowing anything about it, it was absolutely amazing. Just to see the dedication and the spirit come out of him when he was down and out. I've got to see him wrestle one tournament and win it, and he won his last tournament, which
nice.
I was extremely proud. So, you know, being a father of eight, especially during the wintertime, you got orchestra concerts, you got knowledge bowls, you got all these different things, and I always thought I would be, you know, dreading running from time to time, but I couldn't be any happier being a father of eight and having all these different events.
Oh, Tim, you rock, but
every day.
Okay, $1 million question, though. How long are your bathroom breaks in your house? I feel like you got to disappear for a minute or two at least.
You know, honestly, I like to poop on company time.
Okay. You rock, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm with him. I never thought I'd enjoy going to ballet classes with my daughter. Like, never in a million years. And here I am looking forward to tonight's tap dance and tomorrow's ballet. Monday and Tuesday become my two favorite nights of the week.
206-803-ROCK, what is something that you never thought you would attend, but you ended up going to? Brian from Puyallup, what was the competition you attended?
Hey, first off, Migsy, you got a party in the parking lot with all the fathers at those dog shows that aren't into the dog shows.
I didn't see any
party down there.
I didn't see anybody tailgating. That would have been awesome.
It's happening. But I went to a beauty school competition. I was with a girl at the time, and apparently if you're in beauty school, you can go to these competitions and, you know, you get 10 minutes to do this crazy hairstyle, and everybody's tweaked out on hairspray, and it's wild.
Kind of like the poodles at the dog show.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
That's awesome.
Rock on, Brian.
Someone texted in and said, my wife's a quilter and a gardener, and she likes to do quilt and garden expos. I have more fun attending these with her than I thought I would. But on the flip side, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and when MoPop had the Star Trek exhibit, she wasn't looking forward to going, but admits she enjoyed looking at some stuff much more than she thought she would.
That's fun balance right there.
The Daily Migs Show.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.